Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
Jesus loves you and He wants to lift your burden, mom, today. He wants to lift the burden of a single mom today, and He wants to help you know that burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus, He loves all people equally. And remember that your worth is based upon your birth. And if you've experienced the new birth of Jesus Christ, then He knows and loves you very much.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus Can Forgive.
We don't see a lot of tears at an old-fashioned altar. We see people sometimes that walk away from the Lord and live an ungodly life, then they just show back up at church as though nothing ever happened. But you know, I truly believe that when we realize our sinful condition, and when we realize the wonderful grace of Jesus, that often there will be a response like this woman had, just a response that is emotional, a response that is sacrificial when we come into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember the story of an unrepentant shoplifter from years ago, and he wrote a letter to a department store, and he said, I've just become a Christian, and I can't sleep. I feel guilty. He said, so here's the $100 that I owe you from many years ago. He signed his name, and then he added a little P.S. He said, if I still can't sleep tomorrow night, I'll send you the rest of the money. You know, sometimes we repent of just enough to soothe our conscience. But this woman wasn't holding back. I mean, she was just opening up her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, true repentance never exists except in conjunction with faith. And wherever there is true faith, there is true repentance as well. This woman experienced a true heart of faith and repentance for the Lord Jesus Christ. We see her as a sinful woman in the midst of this crowd. But I want you to notice also in the Bible this morning, there is a self-righteous host at this event. Did you see that in verse 39? The Bible says, now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Now, isn't that amazing? Jesus had said many times that he came not to visit those that were whole, but those that were sick and needy and sinful. And here the Pharisee is going to criticize Jesus for helping the sinner. And I have found over the years that oftentimes that even as a church with a bus ministry and a soul winning ministry and trying to reach anybody and everybody, sometimes there will be someone that will complain about that. But Jesus came for every sinner. Not just one kind of sinner, not just one nation, not just one culture. He came for all people. And we see this Pharisee as a hyper-judgmental, self-righteous man. He lacked spiritual insight. He had blind spots, if you will, things that he wasn't seeing very well. His first blind spot was that he assumed that Jesus was ignorant of who the woman was. And yet Jesus is all-knowing. He knew exactly who she was. And he says in this verse 39, what manner of woman she is. Friend, Jesus knows what manner of person you are and I am. And that's the great thing about His grace. He still loves us. He loved this woman even where she was. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so here was a false assumption by this self-righteous man. And then the second false assumption was he assumed that he was better than she was. He assumed somehow that he had a better place. He says of her, she is a sinner in verse 39. And what we should always say when observing the sinful consequences of our culture, and there is much sin in our culture, and there are many sinners around us. But what we should always say as Christians is this, but for the grace of God, there go I. Because we are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. And yet he was filled with self-righteousness. Luke chapter 18 and verse 9 says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You see, false religion always finds righteousness within themselves. And the legalist is always uplifting himself or his accomplishments or his self-righteousness or his associations. And this Pharisee thought that because he was a Pharisee, because he had memorized verses, because he was the host of the party, that he was somehow better than that sinful woman. Well, we all know that the ground is level at the cross. And we see here today that Jesus loved the Pharisee, he loved the sinful woman, and he loved everybody in between because he came not to be a sacrifice for some, but for all who would believe on his finished work and on his precious name. And so we're thankful today that God loves us in this way. This man was lacking spiritual insight. I read not long ago in USA Today regarding the challenges of mothers, and the article said nearly half of moms admit they're jealous of seeing other moms' lives on social media. Can I just say to you moms today, let's not be jealous of other moms because oftentimes the grass is not greener on the other side. Let's not consider ourselves less or someone else more. Let's remember from this woman that Jesus loves all women equally. He loves all people equally. And don't let the devil put you on one kind of a level or another. Remember that your worth is based upon your birth. And if you've experienced the new birth of Jesus Christ, then he knows and loves you very much. Well, this man lacked spiritual insight. He was a self-righteous man. He also lacked spiritual compassion. Lee Robertson was the great pastor of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He preached here in our church before he went to heaven. And he often said, compassion is your hurt in my heart. And we find no compassion in this Pharisee's heart. He wasn't empathetic for this woman at all. Simon himself, this was the name of the Pharisee, he was a man that was filled with pride. He was focusing on the sins of this woman that were known, that were public, forgetting that he had many sins of his own, sins that may not have been as well known, but that God saw, no doubt. And so Jesus gives him a parable of forgiveness. And notice in verse 40, Jesus says, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And Simon said, Master, say on. He said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose he that was forgiven the most. And he said, thou hast rightly judged. Now here we see an illustration is given regarding a debt. The Bible speaks of the debt in the terms of 500 pence. This was the principal silver coin of the Roman Empire. And so Jesus uses something that is common for the Pharisee to understand, the ancient coinage of denarius. And he says to him, he says, if one man owed 500 pence and another had 50 and they both were forgiven, which one would be more loving and appreciative of that gift? And he said, well, the one that was forgiven for the most. And he answered correctly. And Psalm 103 and verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You see, what Jesus was illustrating was the fact that he had power to forgive anyone's sins, no matter what their past had been, and that often those who have been forgiven from some great difficulty are more grateful for the grace of God. And so it was that this woman would rise with great forgiveness, and gratitude in her heart. John Newton was a slave trader and a heathen man before his conversion. You've heard me speak of him before, the great writer of many hymns, including Amazing Grace, before he was saved. He did not live a godly life. He was in the human trafficking business, if you will. Not a man that was faithful, not a man that was kind or compassionate. But when he came to the Savior, he fell into the grip of God's grace. And because of that grace, he loved the Lord and loved everyone with whom he came into contact, and ultimately wrote the wonderful song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. You know, years ago, I visited the church that John Newton pastored, and I'll never forget that day in the little village of Olney, England. And I walked into the church, and I saw the listing of all the pastors and quickly looked back to the era of John Newton. I saw the stained glass and those stone walls, and I tried to envision what it must have been like to hear him preach about the grace of God. There was over in the corner a pulpit, and it said John Newton's pulpit, and around it was storage and boxes. And it appeared to me that the man, possibly his message, had been neglected in that particular local building. But I'm so thankful that that song has transcended throughout the world, and that message of grace is a message that is still offered today for any woman, for any man that would come humbly and repentantly to the Lord. His grace is poured out upon them. And this Pharisee was learning from the Lord Jesus this day that great sin is a candidate for great grace. And it's so wonderfully important to see it. And so we learn today from a sinful woman and a self-righteous man that God's grace is sufficient for everyone. And that brings us to a final thought this morning, and I want you to see not only the sinful woman, not only the self-righteous man, but I want you to see a forgiving Savior. Notice what Jesus says to this woman as we begin now looking at this in verse number 44. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came, hast not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Now, in essence, the Pharisee, who was caught up in his self-righteousness, failed to recognize who was in his house that day, failed to recognize that Jesus was God in the flesh, that Jesus could forgive sin, that Jesus could lift burdens. He saw Jesus as a teacher, as a religious man, but this woman saw him as the Savior and as the Lord, Christ the Anointed. This woman's reputation caused the Pharisee to become very nervous, but Jesus simply offered forgiveness. I want you to see that Jesus, first of all, observed her faith. Moms and dads, boys and girls, Jesus sees your faith too. And the Bible says in verse 44, he turned to the woman and said, Seest thou this woman? In other words, he says, Simon, I see her faith. I have observed her faith. It was a common courtesy in Bible times to have someone wash the guest's feet, or at least provide water so that their feet could be washed. It was a formal greeting, perhaps, to kiss a guest when they arrived. And Jesus looks at this Pharisee and says, she greeted me and you did not. She gave to me and you did not. She repented and you will not. She served and you will not. She worshiped and you will not. You see, Jesus says of his disciples, you will know them by their fruit. And we understand today that this woman was showing forth what we sometimes call the fruit of repentance. It was more than a talk. It was a walk. And though this was all new to her, it was so wonderful for Jesus Christ to observe. Now, I would say to you this morning that Jesus is not indicating to us that her tears saved her. We're not saved by our works. But those tears were an evidence of a heart that had been changed. Her faith was in Christ who saved her. In fact, notice in verse 50 of this same text, the Bible says, "And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." Now, he's not speaking about faith in faith. He's not speaking about just believing in general. But she had faith in Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And this woman knew that Jesus was her only hope, and she put her faith in him. And yes, her faith was evidenced with tears and with sacrifice. It was a genuine faith she was expressing in the Lord. Colossians 1:14 says it this way, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins." And so here was a woman who saw Jesus Christ as the Savior, and she put her faith in him. Now, faith in Christ is a choice. Thank God for many Christian mothers who have put their faith in Christ. And there are many today who scoff at faith in Christ and who scoff at the Christian family, but not Jesus. He's the originator of the Christian family. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I heard about a Christian lady who did quite a bit of traveling, and she got on a plane one day, and sometimes she was just a little bit nervous at flying, and so she would often take her Bible, and she would open up her Bible, and she would read through the Bible. And this lady sat one day next to a man who had a haughty, proudful attitude. He looked at the woman. He looked at the Bible. He said, "You don't believe that book, do you?" And the lady replied, "Well, of course I do." And he said to the lady, "Well, what about that guy that was swallowed up by the whale? Surely you don't believe that, do you?" She said, "Yes, I believe in the account of Jonah." And he said, "Well, how do you suppose he was all that time in the whale?" She said, "I don't really know." She said, "I'll ask him when I get to heaven." And he said to the woman, "Well, what if he isn't in heaven?" Then she said, "You'll have to ask him." You see, she was a woman who had her confidence in the Word of God. And this was a woman who had her confidence in Jesus Christ. And Jesus observed her faith. And I want you to notice, secondly, Jesus forgave her sin. You see, this is the premise of the message this morning. Only Jesus can forgive sin. The Baptist Church cannot forgive sin. The Catholic Church cannot forgive sin. You cannot wash your own sin away. Only Jesus can forgive our sin. Jesus says in verse 50, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Luke chapter 5 and verse 21, "And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" You see, the Pharisee had not come to that point in his mind. Simon did not understand who Jesus was. This woman understood. This was the Christ, and he can forgive my sin, and he can relieve my heavy burden, and I want to be yoked up with Jesus Christ. The Pharisee was failing to realize who can forgive sins but God only. This is God in the flesh, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, and that's who Jesus Christ is, God in the flesh. And because of that, he alone can forgive our sin. His blood alone can wash our sin away. And so God can forgive our sin, and God offers forgiveness not on the merit of the ointment she gave, not on the merit of the tears that she shed. She was forgiven because of her faith in the only one who could forgive her sin, and that was Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So I want to speak for a moment to every mom and dad and to each of you that are with us today. Do you have peace with God? Has there been a time in your life when you have been completely forgiven for sin, past, present, and future? I'm not asking you if you know verses like the Pharisee. I'm not asking you if you go to church sometimes when you can. The question is not how much religion do you have. The question is, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? None of us would doubt the sincerity of this woman coming to the Lord Jesus here in Luke's gospel. She came with a heart of repentance and faith. Has there ever been a time in your life when you recognized that you were a sinner? And as a sinner, you came to the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior, to forgive my sin. Now, He may not be with us physically today like He was for this sinful woman, but through His Word and by faith, we can trust in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. The fact that as the Son of God, He came, He lived a perfect life, He then died on the cross and shed His blood for our sin. And when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we can be saved. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And this woman walked into the courtyard lonely and burdened with her sin. And because she believed on Christ, He said, thy sins have been forgiven thee. And she walked out of that courtyard with burdens lifted and sins forgiven. And before you turn off your television, your computer, your tablet today, you could have your burden of sin lifted if you would but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now, I want to say to moms and guests and friends, if you've never received Christ, I want to encourage you to simply right now pray a prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I'm trusting you. I know I'm not worthy, but I believe you are worthy. So I ask you to be my Savior and give me a home in heaven someday. Would you pray that prayer right now? Would you accept Christ as your Savior now? Would you put faith in Him as the woman did? Just simply say to the Lord, dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I ask you now to come into my life, to forgive my sin. I'm trusting you and you only to be my Savior and to give me a home in heaven. If you pray that prayer, Christ will come into your heart as you express faith, just like the woman expressed faith, if you'll express your faith in Christ. And if you've prayed that prayer to trust Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you, if you would, just email us. Would you let me know that you've accepted Christ as your Savior? Oh, if you will, Jesus says to you, like He said to this woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. You'll experience the burdens being lifted by the power of Calvary. And moms, if you've already been saved, may I close today's message by saying to you, God loves you. Jesus died for you. There's no pecking order with God. Every one of you is precious in His sight. And God is still worthy of our sacrifice and service. And so whether it's this woman who is a representative of a new believer, or whether it's Mary, who knew the needful thing to sit at Jesus' feet, I want to encourage you, moms, in the midst of your busy, busy life, to take time this week with Jesus, to worship Him, to draw upon His strength, to thank Him for His forgiveness, to know that He loves you and He is for you. And when we, as husbands and children, forget to express it, always know that there's a faithful God who loves you and gave His Son just for you.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily in the Word email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's paulchappell.com. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. and thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.